Are you feeling overwhelmed? Does it look like there are constant obstructions in your way? Does it seem like you have so much to do that you can't keep it straight? Do you feel like some insane existence is sabotaging you by preventing your progress? Good day and welcome to Keystone HDC Podcast number 18. My name is Jerry McPherson, and today we are going to look at how you can overcome feeling overwhelmed. What's it like when you feel overwhelmed? You can't keep your thoughts together. Every problem is huge. You feel stress, anxiety, and have trouble sleeping. You might feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders. Being overwhelmed can affect you deeply in both mind and emotion. So how can you overcome this? Well, that's easy. Make a plan and set goals. Well, if it were that easy, I could stop this podcast now. Unfortunately, we all know it's not. Most of us know it's easy to make goals and to be able to see yourself meet them. But the problem is actually doing it during the daily grind. So how do we overcome this problem? By taking some time and making a mind map. You can do this on your own or as a group in a brainstorming session. So what is a mind map? A mind map is a diagram which represents thoughts and concepts, beginning with a central idea. In order to start a mind map, you'll need a whiteboard or a Bristol board, something big to write on. In the center of the board, write your main theme or idea. For example, hotel, bed and breakfast, or resort. Then link related ideas, words, or drawings to it through branches. And then add secondary branches and as many sub-branches as necessary to reflect the ideas around your central thought. Keep adding until you cannot think of anything else. Mind maps are great. It encourages you and others to form radiant thinking or creative thought, which is an effective method to improve your understanding and memory through visual illustration of information. In other words, see it through pictures. Determine your priorities and deadlines. Put them in a calendar. If you have projects you want to accomplish, determine when you want them completed and work backwards to establish a realistic timeline, writing all the steps and elements you need to get you there. Now that you can see what has to be done, it might not look quite as scary. Whenever you can, chunk or batch. Chunking is the process of dividing something into smaller pieces. You can chunk down a job or a project to make actionable steps. And batching, I will give you an example of batching. If you are in the habit of sending out thank you cards to your guests for staying, instead of doing them one at a time, wait until you have a few you would like to send out, and then do them all together. This can be more efficient and save you time. Another important thing to remember when planning and setting goals is to think long term and be patient. As in the immortal words of Warren Buffett, no matter how great the talent or efforts, some things just take time. You can't produce a baby in 1 month by getting 9 women pregnant. What is the next step? Do it. It's never too late to get on track with your goals. When you break your goals into doable chunks and batch whenever you can, it is much easier and more motivating to achieve them. That's our look at how you can overcome feeling overwhelmed. If you have any interesting stories about feeling overwhelmed or how you overcame it and would like to share, or have any questions or feedback, leave them in the comments section of the show notes. A PDF of each episode can also be found in the show notes on our website, KeystoneHospitalityDevelopment.com, and then click blog, or go directly to KeystoneHospitalityDevelopment.com/blog. Let's continue to work together to put heads in your beds. Until next time, have a fun day. My name is Jerry It is much easier and more Vodafone. Well, that's our look at how we can overcome the feeling of overwhelming.